And in today's Unger Report, Brian Unger finds the essential truth in the words of three prominent newsmakers.
Writer James Fry took it on the chin for representing his memoir of Essential Truth, A Million Little Pieces, as nonfiction, when it turns out some of the book's facts are fictional, or non-factional. If a non-faction section does appear in a bookstore, Fry's book will look silly on the shelf alone. That is, until someone starts fact-checking other memoirs. But the essential truth of Fry's book, as he defended it, is, well, truthful, aside from the non-essential parts, which apparently are so trivial and patently unessential, they're fake. They don't need to be true because they mean nothing. Essentially, this is the author's defense, and that is backed up by Oprah Book Club president, Oprah. From out of this mess is a lesson for all writers. If you are writing nonfiction, and something is so ridiculously unimportant that it doesn't even matter if it's true, leave it out. This philosophy of essential truth is pervasive in our culture. Not only writers, but politicians, even judges, claim to paint an accurate self-portrait by showing us a partial or embellished picture of themselves. Next to oil, America's biggest shortage is honesty. Fry's non-faction seems honest and candid, but if something is essentially true, it places an impossible, laborious burden on the consumer to first weigh what's essential, then what's true. Essential truth subordinates truth on a need-to-know basis. Take Ambassador Paul Bremer's My Year in Iraq, which he promoted on Sunday's Meet the Press. In this memoir, Bremer details how he privately begged the administration to confront problems of civil breakdown, insufficient troop levels, and the insurgency in Iraq. Host Tim Russert challenged Bremer, suggesting Bremer's truth was essentially different when it came to the public.
But the American people were in a situation where they too deserve honesty. And if you're saying one thing in private and another thing in public, that this is no big
Tim,
deal.
Tim, just a minute. I wasn't saying one thing in private and one thing in public. I was saying in private, we've got to get a strategy to defeat the insurgency. I was saying in public, effectively, we don't really know what we're up against.
So the truth about a growing insurgency was essential privately, but was effectively unknown, making it unessential publicly. This, of course, is known as effectively unessential truth, therefore calling into question Bremer's book as essential reading. Without complete honesty, the essential truth about anything can never be known because it is so subjective. In Senate hearings on Samuel Alito's nomination to the Supreme Court, we learned that in 1985, Alito wrote that he was particularly proud of his legal arguments that the Constitution does not protect a right to an abortion. Candid? Yes. Despite this position he held at the time, Alito told senators on the Judiciary Committee that he would approach abortion issues with an open mind. Truthful? Essentially. And that is, essentially, today's Unger Report. I'm Brian Unger.